Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Order!
A noisy start to question time after this patsy for Finance Minister Bill English from National's new member for the North Shore, Maggie Barry.
Why is it important to keep government debt under control?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Mr. English finally got to give an answer.
You only need to watch TV any night of the week currently. To see the impacts of excessive debt on some of our communities.
Including, presumably, directors of some finance companies, although New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters pointed the finger back at Mr. English.
Given that the Minister's service has, in his time as tenure as Minister of Finance, has led to these unparalleled disastrous results. Now, we had a surplus on. We had a
order,
surplus.
Order.
Remember?
Order, the member will resume his seat.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm on my feet.
Giving the Speaker the right to tell Mr. Peters to keep his opinions to himself.
The question should ask questions, not express the member's view about whether something is disastrous or not. The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
It's a raised ipsilocator situation, sir. The thing speaks for itself, for goodness sake.
The member will just ask his question.
Does the Minister of Finance think it's a moot point that his time as Minister of Finance has seen the most disastrous economic outcome in this country's history, and if not, why hasn't he long ago resigned?
Predictably, the Minister didn't agree, but then ran into trouble with his answer to this question from Labour's finance spokesman, David Parker.
Did the Minister say, following his election in 2008, I quote, "In New Zealand we have room to move, this is the rainy day government has been saving for," and when he said that, had he inherited in New Zealand amongst the lowest government debt in the OECD?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, the problem with what we inherited was that that level of debt was unsustainable because government expenditure was rising very rapidly.
Order.
The Speaker said the question did have two parts.
But it'd be helpful if the answer really addressed at least one part of the question.
And so David Parker got to repeat his question.
Did the Minister say, following his election in 2008, I quote, "In New Zealand we have room to move, this is the rainy day government has been saving for," end quote, and when he said that, had he inherited in New Zealand amongst the lowest government debt in the OECD?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, yes, I did say that, and that's why I'm surprised. That's why I'm surprised that the new version of the Labour Party has no particular concern about debt at all.
No similar clarity, though, on job statistics, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The first question of the day was for the Prime Minister from Greens co-leader Matidia Tode.
Does he stand by his statement in relation to the government's welfare reforms announced yesterday that, quote, "There are plenty of jobs out there for people if they look really hard. If so, why?"
Mr. Key sought to put that quote in context by reading his full statement.
Which was, it's worth pointing out that in all of these changes we are making, it's about people. If they can be work ready. If they don't get a job, if there isn't a job out there for them, then nothing changes in terms of their entitlement. But there are plenty of jobs out there for people if they look really hard. Now, not obviously for every single person, but people do find work and the economy is constantly creating new jobs.
But Matidia Tode wasn't deterred in her line of questioning.
How does the Prime Minister reconcile the advice of his Chief Science Advisor, Sir Peter Gluckman, that early and intensive support for vulnerable children and their families is critical for their long-term success, with his policy of coercion forcing sole parents into low-paid, insecure work and thereby abandoning their children to the care of others?
Mr. Key stood by his government's latest welfare changes.
I personally think it's actually helping those families to give them the assistance, to give them the training, to give them the childcare facilities and actually to make sure that they get an opportunity to fulfil their lives. And if anyone thinks that that is going to come through a lifetime on welfare, then they should go all the way back to the architect of the welfare system, Michael Joseph Savage, whose exact words were, "Welfare will never be an armchair ride to prosperity."
Prime Minister John Key.
That's a report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.